We begin today in Simen Yud Aleph Sif Ches. Shulchan Aruch writes, Hamishtachave lebehema, if one goes ahead and literally bows down, worships an animal, Tzamra posel letzitzis, its wool becomes prohibited for use of tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed He writes, Tzamra, after davar hane'evad eino asa el lekarban avala hedjot shari, mikol makom asa lemitzvah tzitzis, hol v'tzarchei gavoa hu mo'is klapi gavoa, ho'il delo ishtani kol kach, da'adayin chazuse alav v'nira du tzemer. So this is very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that even though technically speaking, if you worship an animal for idolatrous purposes, meaning a person worships an animal, so that precludes the animal from being used for any type of sacrificial service. Technically speaking, for other purposes, it could still be used, but it's not appropriate. It doesn't look nice to use something for a mitzvah once it's already been used for something prohibited. However, again, the Shulchan Aruch goes on, Hamishtachave lepishtan natua. But if one goes ahead and bows down, one worships flax or linen that has already been detached, kashal tzitzis, the linen could still be used, shar nishtana, because ultimately, again, it has changed. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. It's Sif Katan. It's actually, let's continue with the Mishnah Berurah's Lamed Vav. Pasul, Ayin b'simin tafkof pei vav magin avram. Demasik de lefi das hamechaber, sham hai pasul in rak lechatchila mishum demois. Ava bidi eved yatza, v'chein kasav agra b'simin dadele indi yevim machlok yeshnuya. So this is interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here that although from the Shulchan Aruch it sounds like that if you took wool that was worshipped, all right, so you take an animal that was worshipped, and then you took its wool. That wool was pasul tzitzis. There's a machlokus as to whether or not pasul just means lechatrila, or whether it means bidi eved. Litzitzis, shochan ar, mishnah berurah sif katan lamed zayin, kasav olas tamid, detzemer shahaya lav be'is hashtachaviyah ne'eseres. The choshikin mashagodl achar kach, u besefer b'nechiyah kasav lehepech, the mashagodl achar shene evad mutter. So another interesting machlokis. So the Mishnah Berurah calls the Sefer Olas Tamid that explains that it is the wool that is on the animal at the time that it was worshipped that is Aser, as well as any wool that grows subsequently. But the Sefer B'Nechiyah writes just the opposite, that it's only the wool that's present on the animal now when it's worshipped that's Aser, but any wool that grows subsequently will in fact be Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah goes on and Sif Katan Lamed Ches Natua. Remember again, so the Shulchan Aruch's first halacha was that if you worship an animal for Avodah Zarah, so the wool itself becomes pasul for tzitzis. Whether again that's the chatchila or b'dieved machlokes, which wool does it apply to? Everyone will agree it's the wool that's currently on the animal. Does it apply to the wool that will subsequently grow as a machlokes as well? However, again, if you bow down to linen that has already been, to pishtan, the flax that has already been detached from the ground, then ultimately it is kashul tzitzis because it has changed. Writes the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Ches Natua, Aval Lepishtan Shu Nekar Az Ne'asar Fil Lehedyot Kedin Avodah Zarah V'Tikrafta V'Eino Mo'e Lo Shinui Shekol Sha'ata Mahave Menu Harikimu. See, interestingly enough, that if one goes ahead and Pishtan Natua, I mistranslated, it doesn't mean detached, it means attached. That ultimately, again, if one were to go ahead and to worship the Pishtan, the flax, while it's still attached to the ground, before it's made into any kind of material, so you're still permitted to use it for tzitzis, since the Pishtan undergoes a significant change. So because it changes in form prior to being made into tzitzis, therefore, halacha l'maisa, practically speaking, it can be used for tzitzis. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch goes on to, so the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Ches explain that if the Pishtan is detached from the ground, then already the change from detached Pishtan into processed Pishtan is not so great, and therefore again, the worshipped Pishtan would be prohibited for use, for tzitzis. Now Shulchan Aruch continues in a little bit more practical areas in Sif Tes. Ya'asen nekev ba'orech atalis. So now we're talking about the placement of the hole in the beged through which the strings are going to be attached. So that hole should be made along the length of the beged. Lo lema'ala megimel etzbos, haynu gudolin, mipnei she'eno nikra knaf. So interestingly enough, that the hole should not be made more than three finger breaths away from the edge of the Beged. Why? Because anything more than three finger breaths is no longer going to be called the corner, but rather is going to be called the Beged. Remember, the halacha is that the tzitzis are not attached, quote unquote, to the corner, but rather they're not attached to the Beged, to the garment, but rather attached to the corner. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, in order to be called the corner, they must be within three finger breaths of the edge of the Beged. V'lo lemata mikashir shiyesh mikasher gudol ad siporin. And they may not be, and again, but there has to be a little bit of distance from the edge of the corner to the hole, literally from the side, from the knuckle, from the knuckle, ultimately again to the top of the nail. Mishum shene'emar ala kanof, because the pasuk says it has to be on the corner. V'mhaya lemata, mimelo kesher gudol, haya tachas knaf, but ultimately again, if it was less than the size from the knuckle to the edge of the nail, then that would be considered under the corner. The Ramah quotes, haga umodedin zeh biyosher v'lo ba'alach somin akeren. And ultimately, we measure this amount not at a slant, but rather again at a straight line from the edge of the corner. Right? So this is very important to halacha. So Shulchan Aruch teaches me two things. Number one, that the hole for the tzitzis cannot be more than three finger breaths from the corner, from the edge of the garment, but it also may not be lower than the size from the knuckle to the edge of the nail. If it's too high up, then it's not called on the corner, it's called on the Beged. And if it's too low down, it's not called on the corner, but rather, again, beneath the corner. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Tes, Ya'aseh Nekev, Kasav Beis Yosef, Daftish, Omim Di'aseh Beis Nekavim, Kemot Tzere, even though, again, there are some that say that you shouldn't make one hole, but rather you should make two holes and put the tzitzis in the two holes. Put the tzitzis on the two holes. In lachush lazeh, v'haba lahach mir alatmo ki yotzei bazeh, eino mina machmir ela mina matmiyin. But one does not need to do this, and one who is machmir on themselves to make two holes like this is not being machmir, but rather is engaging in a strange process. D'mechse ki yora, because ultimately it appears like arrogance. Ad kan lashono, u'bach kosov, d'betalas katan ya'aseh shtei nekabim, d'bazeh lo mechse ki yuhura, kevin shtei no nira klal, v'chein kosov b'kavona sharizal nohag, amnam b'birke yosef kosov shei ma'arash, okay. וכן נספשת המילג במדינס פולן. אמנם במדינס הגר ובאשכנס אינו אגן קיין ונערה נערה פשס. Here the Mishnah Berurah just quotes that in the making of tzitzis themselves, interestingly enough, there are two different opinions as to how to go ahead and make the hole. So some have it ultimately again as one hole, in which case again the tzitzis is looped through. Others have it as two holes. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that whatever the minhag in the particular place is, that's the minhag that should be followed. And again, Sif Katan Mem in Mishnah Berurah Ba'orech, so actually it's called a Mem Aleph, Lo Lamala Megimel. So the halacha is that the tzitzis may not be put more than three finger breaths from the edge of the Beged. Midalo Mikri Knaf HaBeged El HaBeged. Because if the hole is more than three finger breaths away from the edge of the Beged, it's not called the corner, rather it's called on the Beged. And the tzitzis have to be on the corner, not on the Beged. Vatora kasva akan vevigdehem, va'ayim beis Yosef shekasav de gimel atzbos betzimtzum mutala harchik velasas achakach hanekev sham, varbe poskim ocholkim azeh. So the Beis Yosef is of the opinion that you can have the hole exactly three finger breaths from the edge of the Beged, but others dispute this. So svir lehu, de mechivan to have a gimel atzbos, su Beged mikri velo kanav, va'al kein yesh lizar lasos shiyaskil hanekev toch gimel atzbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, interesting machlokas about what happens if the hole is immediately above three finger breaths. So the Beis Yosef seems to say that that's okay. Others say it's not okay, but therefore the Mishnah Berurah says really the hole for the tzitzis should be made within three finger breaths from the edge of the Beged. Kasav Amagin Avram, im asa nekev lemala migimel, afapi shekishe kasher atzitzis ha asa chutin shala Beged ktsarim, vines kaplu haknafos vuhula mala migimel posel, dehari al kopanim yesh ba kanaf shir Beged. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a very interesting case. Let's say one put the hole above three finger breaths from the edge of the Beged, but they tied the tzitzis through the hole tight, so it scrunches up the Beged. In reality, when you look at it now, the hole is less than three finger breaths from the edge of the Beged. The Mishnah Berurah says that tzitzis are still possible. Why? Because in reality, even though the Beged is still scrunched up, it doesn't change the fact that if the Beged were to be straightened out, the hole would be more than 3 finger breadths from the edge of the beged, and that would invalidate the tzitzis. V'chinim osa nekev lemala mikesher agudel, v'al yidei akshir niskap el beged atshu pachos mikesher agudel kosher. The reverse is true also, that if you made the hole a little bit above the distance between the knuckle and the edge of the nail, and then you tie the tzitzis tight, so again it scrunched the beged, the tzitzis are still kosher. So essentially what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, we look at what the actual size or the actual distance between the hole and the beged, and even if the tzitzis is tied tight so it scrunches the beged, we don't look at the scrunched shear of the beged, but rather we go ahead and we look at the actual size of the beged. C goes on. Va'ayin ba'artos ha'chaim demaskel l'chatrila tov yosra limdon gimel atzbos ba'amok mitzah v'zeres hasmuchen zelazah. So interesting. So again, we're not going to get into this now, but there's a whole interesting discussion as to what 3 fingers one uses ultimately to go ahead and measure the tzitzis. And according to the consensus, seems to be that we use, again, the pointing finger, middle finger, ring finger, 3 consecutive fingers to measure the shear of 3 fingers for the tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on. He says, she'eino nikra knaf, because remember again, if you go ahead and you tie the tzitzis to, meaning if you make the hole above 3 finger breadths, then the hole is not on the corner, but rather again, it's on the beged. U'ma'akiv afilu di'eved, Mishnah Berurah sitkat mem gimel. And this would invalidate the tzitzis even b'di'eved. Va'afilu im la'achar she'asa bo tzitzis. Afilu rak chulya achos chotof benekev she'yitlu at tzitzis lamato. Afilu hochi posu mishum tasev lo mena osa. It's a very interesting case. Let's say one made the hole more than 3 finger breadths above the beged, and one tied the tzitzis, or even began to tie one knot, and then one extended the hole downward, so that the tzitzis moved down. Now they're within 3 finger breadths of the edge of the beged. The tzitzis are not kosher, because right, the Mishnah Berurah, that's tasev lo mena osa. Remember again, we pointed out that the tzitzis have to be tied in a way that when they are tied, they are kosher, as opposed to going in and tying them first and making them kosher afterwards. V'huadin ipcha, the opposite is true as well. Kishetelon tov kesher agudol, chotach lemala bebeged, v'heala tzitzis lemala mekesher agudol, v'tafra lemata otala matlis ala knaf, hari havigam kein tasev lo mina asui. Same idea, that if you were to go ahead and let's say the hole was too low, it was too close to the edge of the beged, and then you were to extend the hole extending upwards, and you were to move the tzitzis up, and then you were to seal up the bottom part of the hole, so now the hole is more than the distance between the knuckle and the edge of the nail, that's also not good, because again, tasev lo mina asui, that the tzitzis have to be made in such a way where they are kosher immediately, and not that they require some other intervening action in order to make them kosher. If you had a woolen talis that was properly tzitzist, the nimtza begadil shal meshi shalosim b'sasa talis chutin shal pishton v'hutzrichu lishlof agadil min atalis. So he writes over here that let's say you found that you had a woolen talis, and then it turns out that some of the threads at the end you found were actually of linen. Siyav shatnes. Remember, we spoke about earlier that in the absence of tcheles, one should not make tzitzis out of shatnes. Now you have to remove the linen threads. Ro'i l'hachmir l'hatra tzitzis v'lachsor l'ksharim. So Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir and undo the tzitzis and retie them. Meaning this is a continuation of what we said previously. That once we say that we really don't want tasev lo mina asui, we want to make sure that the tzitzis, when they're made, are ready to go our kosher immediately and don't need any additional intervening action. So too, if it turns out that the tzitzis that which you had to beg, it really had a shatnez issue, but then you remove the shatnez issue, it is preferable to untie the tzitzis and to then retie them. Velo lemata, Mishnah Berurah have cut in memdal. Remember, again, the hole can't be lower than the space between the knuckle and the top of the nail. Uma'akiv af b'di'eved. And if you were to have the hole so low, it would be ma'akiv even b'di'eved. V'nirli shemakom ha'nekiv yeh gam kein l'malam ishir zeh. And we establish that the place for the hole should even be taller, should be higher than this. I mean, it shouldn't be exact, it should be higher than the distance between the knuckle and the nail. V'ulai zegam kin ma'akev af b'di'eved v'ayim b'alacha. So you get into the same question before, like we saw before, namely, simply we began with the kasha about what happens if the hole is immediately above the three finger breadths. So we saw machlokis there. That same machlokis would apply. What happens if the hole was immediately within the shear ultimately of between the nail, meaning it was right at the edge of that shear of the nail and the knuckle? Also machlokis, whether or not that's ma'akev b'di'eved. Mikashir, Pashat zeh gam kin misharin ba'adam beinoni. Fine, ala tziporen. Makom hashava lebasar. Mishnah Berurah sif katan mem zayin. So remember, now all the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here that we judge finger breaths by the finger breaths of ultimately, a regular person. And the nail means makom hashava lebasar, the place where the nail comes together with the skin, the top of the nail. Biyosher. Remember, we measure these measurements straight, at a straight angle, straight up from the corner, not at an angle. Mishnah Berurah said katan mem zayin. Perish, misvas habegin modedin biyosher gimel etzbos. From the edge of the baguette straight, we measure the three finger breaths, and same thing with the space between the knuckle and the top of the nail. We do not measure these at a slant or at an angle, because we know that anything you measure at a slant will by definition be more deficient than that which you measure at a straight angle. Well, I should say maybe straight angle is the wrong way to say it. That which you measure straight up. So what comes out from today's halacha is that, number one, if a person worships an animal, worship as avodah zarah, so the wool is aser. The wool for sure that's out of the animal at the time that you worship it is aser. Whether or not wool that comes afterwards is aser is a machlokes. A person worships flax that is attached to the ground, that flax may subsequently be used to make tzitzis because it has changed in state, it has changed in form once it's been detached from the ground. But if one were to worship detached linen, detached flax, then enachinami, one would not be permitted to go and use that for tzitzis. We learn an important halach in terms of the placement of the hole through which the tzitzis is threaded. So again, the maximum shear is that it cannot be higher than three finger breaths, and the reason for that is because higher than three finger breaths, it is no longer on the corner, but rather again, it's on the baguette itself. And the halacha is that tzitzis has to be ala knaf on the corner. Therefore, within three finger breaths, it's the corner. More than three, it's the baguette, but it cannot be lower than the distance between the knuckle and the top of the nail. And the logic behind that is because if it's less than this amount from the edge of the corner of the baguette, then ultimately, this is considered to be under the corner and not on the corner. We also learned that halacha lemaisa, these shiurim are measured at a measuring straight up from the bottom of the garment and not at an angle. Emir Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Sif Yud in Simen Yud Aleph. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.